Simen Nun Hey, Sif Yud talks about Mitzaref Raminyan. So when does a boy become Bar Mitzvah? So Rama says, the fourth line from the top, Misha Noilud Ba'Adar, someone was born in a Adar, but it was a year that had one Adar, the Nasa Bar Mitzvah Bishnasa Ibar. And the Bar Mitzvah year, there were two Adars. Ain Nasa Bar Mitzvah Ad Adar Sheni. He doesn't become Bar Mitzvah until the second Adar. Why? Okay, so it says the Mishnah Berurah. So Mishnah Berurah really has a question before this. It's Aval Gav, the Kfar Kosov Mechaber, Sif Tes. I didn't photocopy it, the previous Sif. That what the Chodesh Iba Bechal, in other words, a year, some years have 12 months and some years have 13 months. And the Mechaber already said that a year is 13 months, is 13 months. He koma kam hava amina, yes, there no Rama telling you, you could have thought, tafka b'nei b'chaydish acher, the garnish chaydish nisan, right after Ador. So you're right, when they say he's bar mitzvah a month before chaydish nisan. So even though the last year of his 13th year was shnashu gimel b'eres, not a nasa mitzvah adish chaydish nisan. Oh, that we understand. Avol noel b'rish chaydish adar, hava amina, maybe the nasa bar mitzvah b'rish chaydish adar rishon. Because it's called Adar. That's I would think it's different than the case when his bar mitzvah is Nisan. Kamashmalon. So why Taka? Let's listen carefully. Kamashmalon, the other Rishon why Nikra Adar El Chodesh Ibur. In other words, there's an extra month. Naturally, we think that the 13th month is the extra month. Says Mishmar, no, that's not the extra month. The extra month is not the 13th month. The 13th month is really the 12th month. But you're stuck something in between. There's some Achronim even call it Shvat. Like it's like a Shvat. Shvat is the month before Adar. It's two Shvats if you want to think of it that way. El Chodesh Iba Mikri. The first Adar is called the extra month that we shtupped in. How do I know? Shehariyeh in Karnes and Megillah Ba'Adar Rishon. We don't learn Megillah in the first month. Okay. Now, if I'd stop here, I'd be happy. Right. Make a lot of sense. He's saying is that there's I couldn't find it. I have to maybe spend a little more time. I think I gave a share like this after a long time ago, 25 years ago. And I think the title of the share was "Will the Real Adar Please Stand Up?" You know, is it the first Adar is the real Adar? Is the second Adar real Adar? The Mishnah is saying that the second Adar is the real Adar. The first Adar is not really Adar. It's an extra month just slipped in. At Arai, because you see, we laid the Megillah with them. So chayda will be sufficient. So this boy has to be bar mitzvah in Adar. So that's the second Adar. Then he says another thing. Chayda, va'anan be'inan yud gimel shanim shleinu, and it has to be a full year. So I know you call it whatever you want to call it. This year has 13 months, and you have to have 13 full years. So you have to wait till Adar shining. So it's bothering me. Chayda is saying two different reasons. And then I would have said void. Like, I'm not going to answer the void, but I'm going to show you that the Mishnah wouldn't make this up. This comes from the, it says in the end of the Ramah, Chuvis Mari Mintz Siman Tezvav. It comes from Mintz. He also said two reasons. Okay, so it's taka two separate reasons. I'll try to work on these reasons a little bit more. Okay, now. We'll read pieces of the Chumash Maribins. Before that, we had a Gemara on Tzav HaGimel with Aleph. Okay? The Ikra is going to be really tight on Tzav HaGimel days, as we'll see shortly. But there was a Shaila over there, right? So Mishnah said, "Koinam yayin ayni tayim l'shana for a year, and the Sabra shana asabo b'ibura." Okay, Adrish Chodesh Adar, which Adar? So Adrish Roish Adar Harishon. If you say that Soif Adar, then it's a Shai. It's two Girsas, two Rishonim. So the one is really this. Alma, Stam Da Adar, come is Rishonu. The first one. Right? Because you say Stam Adar, you mean the first one. Lema Seir of Yehudi, Etanya Adar Harishon, Kosev, and Ashtar, you write Adar Harishon. Adar Shaini, Kosev, Adar Stam. They're a mayor. Yehudi says, no, Adar Harishon, Kosev, Stam. Adar Shaini. This that sounds like this is the Machlokes. The Machlokes is, which is the real Ador? So Rav Meir holds the real Ador is the Sheni, and who knows the real? But Lamaisa Marimins is going to have a whole discussion, And he doesn't mention a word about Agamara. Okay, we'll get to it. We're going to say the Goyin is going to point this out later. Later, I'll show you someone who does say this. But the Meir Mintz doesn't mention a word about Agamara. And that's not the Machlokes for Meir Rav Yehuda. What it is, we'll have to see. We'll get there. Okay. So let's see a few lines. I'll skip around a little bit. I mean, I did skip around when I'm photocopying it, but even when I photocopy. Okay, so this is the beginning of the tshuva. Asher sha'alta amisim ha'yedidi yedid Hashem ha'aluf Rav Menachem, I'm not sure how you read exactly, Kohen Tzedek, aloides bincha ha'yonik v'chakim ha'yokar ha'charosh, ha'charosh ha'miskei doesn't mean deaf and dumb. Ha'charosh, there was a ha'charosh, the ha'charosh went to Galus, Misholom kizi, okay? Okay, Asher noilu b'shana pshuta b'ador v'yiyah bar mitzvah b'shana muberes ma'yiyah mishpat hanar u'masei u'liyiz godol min ha'toyra. Now he's a chodesh menin and lay. I'm mother Risha and I'm mother Shani. Well, how do you make this? That's a shayla. Okay, we know the answer. Rama brought down the tshuva already. Okay, so Linyan Shilton, okay, he had a whole discussion over there. Getting back to our shayla, nildi yivam mitzvah adar Shani. This abra shana, this abra loy. In other words, we pointed out the part that I skipped. That it's yitachin that in the 13 years you can have four iburim, so you can have five iburim. So this boy who had four iburim got, so to say, was quicker to the mitzvah. The one had five iburim had to have a little longer. Okay, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. You know, that's life. Okay, ki nimtza b'tshuva, and it doesn't say who. I saw a tshuva. The zelo shayin aleisek anar mar d'shaylo shegili gitshana imchaydush eva v'chal nearly the body ainem in aminyan. In other words, it means the you don't count the 12th, the first adam. Ainem be famous Yerushalmi. This is you have some Yerushalmi eras to know. The mehiru simonim, the ichor simonim. The simonim come earlier, simonim come later. In other words, it depends. Because if a boy has two sires before 12, 13 years old, it's not sires. It's after 13 years. So is it sires? Is it not sires? So it depends on the months. You know, how Obezin says. If it's an Ibriyar, then it takes two more, an extra month till the sires become sires. Or Shleisha Shanim Shel Basul is the bigger Kiddush, right? When a Basul comes 3 years old, you know, when a Bia on a girl less than 3 years old, the Basul will come back. It's after 3 years old, 3 years after, 3 years, one day, it doesn't. Tluya be'ibra ha'idah shaloshana. Shanema, it's a pasuk. Ekro lo lakel, kim, elyoin, lakel goymer alai. Kadosh Baruch Hu is goymer. In other words, he runs the world based on us. Us Klal Yisrael. Pirish goymer umaskem bezen shalmata biburam. Vim avru ha'shana b'sol ha'chayzim. She was Mazana, and of course she was Mazana first. And then after she was Mazana, Bezen was, and the Basul said he left. And then he went Ma'abir Shana. I'm not sure the next word, Holy Letfila. I'm not sure what he means by that. Okay, Ula Simani Godless, okay, of a boy or a girl, Veniris. Okay. So, no, just like over there, it says that if the Ma'abir Shana, it takes another month until she loses her psalm. So it takes another month until his Simanim becomes Simanim. Chay Masha Perika Shoil Gabi Merchitz. I'm not sure, like you said, you don't skip over it. Without v'chal, become like and buy an ishtet to the who had the b'sayif, can my need on the don? It's amish yeah chaydish iba v'chal v'nechshik ilu hayyashnei chadoshim chaydish echon. The 2 months become 1 month. Like a different way of looking at it. We'll get back to that as we'll see. But that's what Chaz came. Shari ilu noilad. He was born a day later, but chaylus nisan. He was born the last day of Adar. He was born a day later. This is ozay pshita shabeis adon kechada. Because he's born later, it's not such a riot. Because if you know the Mechaba over here has said, I can have two boys that were born in a year, which is two Adars, and the Bar Mitzvah is in a year, is one Adar. So the later one could be earlier, right? One, the second Adar, 10th day of second Adar. The first one was the 20th day of the first Adar. In the 13th year, there's only one Adar. So the second one becomes Bar Mitzvah first. So every year, it depends who's. So every year when it's 2 months, his birthday is first. So whenever it's 1 month, the other one's first. Okay, so the Rai is not just Shanghai, but it's Mustafa. Okay. Okay. So this is L'chaira. What he's saying is that you need a th what's his svara? His svara L'chaira is you need 13 full years, which is the second svara that the Mishnah Berurah brought down, right? You need 13 full years. Okay. So now let's turn over the page. Now afterwards he says another, which is the first svara that the Mishnah wrote down. Oid nearly lavi raya. Now he says losh lavi raya, even though L'chaira is saying a different reason. Okay, lavi raya. So let's look at the Tosis before we see what he how he brings it. Now he quotes it basically anyway. So it is the last 2 lines of the parak, the end of Samach Gilma Beis, the last 2 lines. Yeah, last line really. At Stam Shamu Beres Hainu Oder Sheni. The Chodesh Ibor Oder Rishenu. Amish. So he says that the first month is the extra month. The Loy Oder Sheni. Let's listen what his raya is on. We'll talk about that. Teida, I have two rayas. One raya is Shari Oder Harishon Mishloishim Yoim. Sheni, Oder Sheni Michoftes. So what does he mean? In a year which only have one Adar. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is only one day. So that means Chodesh Adar is always 29 days. When you have an Ibur Yar, the first month is 30 days, and the Adar Sheni is 29 days. So which is the real Adar? If I Adar every year is 29 days, the second Adar is the real Adar because it's 29 days. That's the rule that you have to eat in 30 days. So we made a first Adar, and we ate it in the 30 days. But we didn't change Adar. Adar is still 29 days like it always is. That's Raya number one. Va'oid, another Raya. The Megillah Upurim B'Sheni, right? That's what Alma Rishon. That's what the Mishnah we've done also, right? Alma Rishon Chodesh Iva. So again, we see the first one must be the added month because you have to lay in the Megillah. It says in the Megillah you have to lay in Adar. It doesn't say about Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. Doesn't say anything. So what's Adar? So my sister, the second one is Adar. The first one, Adar. There's two rayas that Tosfos brings. Now, I saw someone ask a question that L'chaira, the first taina is not such a strong taina. I'm sorry, the second taina is not such a strong taina. Megillah Upar B'Sheni Alma Rishon Chodesh Iyar. Because if you open up a Gemara and it's at the Megillah was Hey Amid Beis, the Gemara over there says, why Taka? There's Machlokes. One man the Yama says, because Neim Avirin Ala Mitzvos. So you do it the first month. Another one says, no. Because smicha is gula lagula adif, Pesach is a gula, Purim is a gula. So Gemara has a different reason, not because that's the chaydish, because you're supposed to do it near Pesach. That's why we do it. But I think what the pshat is that if they won't, if the say, what I'm using, change the words a little bit. It wouldn't be that both Adar, let's say it that way. If the first right, if the first one is the real Adar and the second one is a fake, because you want to do. Smich is Gululu, so you land in the wrong month. It must be the second one is real, is a real Adar. I gotta be careful my language exactly. Yeah, must it's a real Adar to a certain degree. So now we could have a Shaila. Maybe you should do the first Adar, maybe the second Adar. But I wouldn't use the second Adar if it wouldn't be Adar. That Chardah would be, doesn't make it 100% Raya, but it makes it a little bit strong, a little better a Raya. Okay.
Same thing with Chris.
Well,
Same thing about the first
the other
one.
man, the other. So that's what we're going to get to. That's going to. I'll show you who says that, or who says that. Now, really, this question. Again, I didn't read the words of the Rebbeinu, but it's a Yishalmi, and I'm not saying it. The Pri Chodesh in the bottom says it. Okay, he's the one who brings the Raya. So we don't have to see the Pri Chodesh. Well, maybe we'll see the Pri Chodesh soon. Okay, but the Yishalmi is the Shaila. Adar Yishalmi Megillah Perek Aleph. Halacha Hey, Adar Harishon Tosefes, Adar Hasheni Tosefes. That means which one is it? Is the first one the extra or the second one the extra? My Bnei, okay. So he has a Shaila, the Gavishnei Kiseh Tzeres. I think it has something to do with it. It's past the time. I think. No Bechamisha Asa BaAdar B'Shanu Sheinim Uberes and Nechlo Shanu Shim Uberes. In time, if you're going to say Harishon Tosefes Shana Ruchi, in time Adar Hasheni Tosefes Ain Lo Yela Ad Chamisha. Vadarishan, Om Revival Bar Nigri Masnisa Omakane, Oda Harishan Tisafis. So pretty much, Rav Shalmi says back in his Shaila and it passes to the first one. Yeah. So you look at the Pri Chadash. I'm skipping a little bit. Let's see the Pri Chadash. So he's bringing down the Emery Mintz. V'ay kasav shemisha noilid ba'ador pshuta v'nasa mitzah b'shana yoyivar v'nasa mitzah l'arashayni harasha levit shuva chelik arachayim tazayim chaylik al zeh v'am noosh adarisha nasa b'amitzah v'ein zeh b'chuvar. I disagree with the Marash Alev. I agree with the Mari Mintz. Eliyaki Dibri Mari Mintz. And there Lavi Rayim. And he brings the Yishalmi. The Taka to the second month is the Eka month. In other words, which is the first Svar of the Mishnah Berurah. We have the real Ador. That's the real Ador. Okay, so let's go back to the Mari Mintz. Hold it on the top. The third line. I can show the last word. In came given the adoration of Vadi Chaydash Ibur, Estavi Yashlaima, Ilu Noilid Ben Nisan, of Ishnasi Gimel Ibur, Hadava Poshet, the remains of Ben Nisan, Yabar Mitzah, Loiba the Harishain, that doesn't make sense, Shuchadish Ibur, Loi Nikra Isa Ador El Shvat. He said, call it Shvat. It's a month before Adar. And you can't be the next month, that's Adar, it's not Nisan. Ilu Kara Isa Shvat. Now, Chazal could have called it Shvat, he's saying. They could have called it Shvat Aleph and Shvat Beis. They could have done that. Then you wouldn't have a Shaila. Right? Pshita, she knew Ayrin, Shayba Mitzvah, Adar, Kedah Pirish. Me'ilu Noilud bin, just like Nisan, Hachanayim Loishna, the Chibishul, Kriya, Shem, Shekhar, Adar, because we happen to give it a name called Adar, now you're going to change the Bar Mitzvah date. Nilal Yez Baroichin, Chasr Shalom, a month early, and get killed if he's Hebrew and Avera. When Nemen is Sabra Shem, is Sabra Loin. You know why? So I guess they waited till the end. And or I guess how you do it as late as you can. So they get called it the last month. You already still do Ibur till you get all the way till the last day. You can still do the Ibur. When you can't do before him. And okay, whatever. You're supposed to wait till the end to decide if it's supposed to be Nibiru or not. Okay. So in other words, I'm just showing you that Mishnah Berurah said two reasons. Even I'm surprised he didn't say Va'oid. Oid, you know, Yashlaima. But he says Va'oid just narrowly. He's saying it's like two reasons. You know, he said, oh, Havi Raya, I think it's like two reasons. One is that it's a 13-month year. And also because the last month is the month. Okay. Now I want to bring a Raya, I guess, to the first Svar. That the pshat is because a year has to have 13, this year has to have 13 months, not because Adar Sheni is Adar Sheni from the Magen Avraham. Now we don't pass like the Magen Avraham, okay? But from the Magen Avraham we go Raya. We don't pass it for a different reason. State the Magen Avraham Chiddush. The Magen Avraham is again Nun Heisef Katan Yud. Mashma the Mshalas Yud Gimel Beres Oisu Shenel BeAdar Rishain. Nasa ben Yud Gimel Badarish. In other words, the only case that Ramah brought down was in the year they were born, one was one Adar. Then the year that the Bar Mitzvah is two Adars. V'chein kazu levush. V'tzarachim. I don't understand why. To Amisha noilid b'shan ebshuta, ein nasa mitzvah ad Adar Sheni. Right? That's what Ramah said. In Ken Gamzeh, avu b'shan noilid b'shan ebshuta. So someone was born again in the first month. The year before was only 12 months. And Asa ben Yubayz, but Adar Stam, right? In Cain, so in other words, he turned 12, there's only one Adar. So we'll say the 10th day of Adar. So now he started his 13th year. How many months are in this 13th year? 13. So kids, if he was born on the first Adar, he has to, it's a 13-month year. Yeah, interesting fact. So he was born on Adar Rishon, two Adars, and he was Bar Mitzvah on two Adars. Yeshiva Bar Mitzvah and Adar Sheini, because the least you have. Now obviously, the other Svara is that's the real Adar. Doesn't make sense over here. He was born on the fake Adar, so he can Bar Mitzvah on the fake Adar, right? That's not a kasha. He's born on Adar. You can't be Bar Mitzvah on a fake Adar. It's not really Adar. But he was born on the fake one. He can Bar Mitzvah. But it has to be 13 full years. He has a taina. Okay, now all the Paiskim don't pass it that way. We pass them halacha if you're born in a year with two Adars, and the first Adar, you have a mitzvah. I guess the pshat is you made it up in the first year. Because in the first year, we had an extra month. You don't have to have the extra month both times. Well, it's 13 years, whatever. You know, this year, so to say. But again, he's arguing. Don't look at when he was born. Look at the year he turned 12. From 12 to 13 is a 13-month year. Okay, the Torah says you look back. But I go from the Magen Avraham clearly. You see that the Svara is like the Iker is that there has to be a 13-month year. That's a pshat. Okay, then we argue this. Now Lamaisa Ari Mintz himself argues on him. The Mefarshim point this out. Again, I chopped, cut it up. It's from earlier piece. So the Rim Mintz clearly says, not like the Magen Avraham. And the whole Ramah is based on the Rim Mintz. I'm sure the Ramah didn't bring this case. Okay, well, I'm just trying to prove that point. From the Magen Avraham, that you see, he holds that Ikka should be the Svara. That has to be the last year has to be a 13-month year. That would be the Svara. Okay, let's see the next page.
We didn't try to have a 13-year.
Well,
that he's born in a Hebrew year and then a 13-year.
I'll figure out for you later if you want. I have the years, which it is. Okay. Yes, it is. They wouldn't talk about it if it wouldn't be Shaya. Okay. So now in the Siman Tavkuf Samachesiv Zayin talks about a person fasting on a yard site. Okay, so we have the same Shaila. The person was Nifter, father, let's say, was Nifter on a year that it was one Adar. And the yard site, which happened to my father, okay, Yudches Adar, was one Adar. Then you have a okay, when you two others, what do you do? When you saw, when do you fast? When do you daven for Amid? Okay, so the Ramah says, yes, I'm your Masana Barishan. And Lesha Mace Bishasa Iber, okay, right, like the Mugger of Rome's case. But the Shani does not even last for Shani. And the Machabi said, you do it on the second. Machain Minig says, Ramah, Lasana Barishan. There's the Ramah. Miyash Machmir and Zanis Bishnaim. So Machmir should do both. You have to learn the Mishnah Berurah exactly. We don't fast necessarily, we daven for Amid. He says you only take the Amid away from a Chiyuv on one or the two. You can't take both because the Ikra is one or the two. You know, Machmir. Okay, anyway, that's the sheet. So it's a big Machloikis. Is it the second? Is it the first? I don't want to get into the Machloikis. It's really off topic of why. Let's see the going. Says the guy, I'm going to skip a few lines here, but he tells it back very stark. K'moy b'nedarim. Oh. So until now, I mean, I mentioned the Gemara on Samachilam with Aleph, but the Mimens, Mishtabura, the Pichadish, they're not talking about this Agamar Nedarim. There are some who say, yeah, K'moy b'nedarim. In other words, in the Darim, what are we passing? We passing the Ikkis, you know, Adestam, Rameir, or Rav Yehuda, which one? The yad, okay, and the Gemara was machalik. If you knew in advance, right? Shoshana muberes, ma'ariv simen hay v'via beisaysev. Okay, v'hu kishit sarambam shapasik Reb Meir. So that's like the Rambam, which again the big machlekes Rishonim. He passed like Reb Meir. Reb Meir said the what again? That sheni is adur stam. So the first one is real adur. The stop is Rabbi holds the second one is the real adur. Okay. Okay. The kind of the abaya shom the stop mestis and Rabbi. From a shkasa b'shulchan aruch yirdeyas and reshav b'shmai. Avol kol apoyskim chol kolam. That's a Rambam sheet. Well, again, the second is the ikur. But all the poyskim, yeah, a pretty strak aloshin chol kolam. From a shkasa v'rosh v'haran shadalocher of Yehuda. That's the first adur. I love this next line. He has a raya from four chelkei shulchan aruch, from all four chelkei shulchan aruch. V'chein pas shulchan aruch sham, that's your daya. U'v'chay shem mishpat, simen tzav mem gimel. U'v'arachayim, v'simen tzav chavzen. And even as the simen kavkavav. So for all four chelkei shulchan aruch, the shayla is negaya, and all the places we basken, like Rav Yehuda, first. Zesh amara v'yesh ha'imrim. V'chay kosim chum sadesh and umaril v'oit. Okay. Yeah, so far he's talking saying it's negaya to our Gemara, totally the machlokes from Yehuda and Rav Meir, Rav Rama passes Rav Meir, so we the second Adar, and all the other paiskim call up paiskim like Rav Yehuda the first Adar. That's what Rama says the first Adar. Oh, this is what he said. The Elav Mismagulagula. Mistava Tamilasabarisha. Again, there's a svara called in the Gula Gula. But if it wouldn't be that, he would have been, you do it in Rishon. Why Rishon? He's saying, forget. The Mishnah said it's a raya that the second one's zeker. I'm really tasted it. Okay. But no, he's saying, forget. It's right, the first one's zeker. And no svara called Mismagulagula. The Yeshlaim, the Sham, only be really not. Really, maybe the second is more important. I don't know how to word it exactly. But because they mavir mitzvahs, I would think otherwise, after mafkir that svara. But it doesn't tell you which is the real adam. Nataka. In other words, don't push off your yard site. They mavir mitzvahs. Okay. Says now, till now, was these Doyle Achroinim arguing, do we pass the Gemara or Yehuda? Avol kol rayeseyem einon nirin li, says the Goyim pretty stark. I don't hold like any of them. Throwing them all out the window. They all don't count. No, you could argue if you hold like Gemara or Yehuda, but now like Avi Arshayla here, the Medarim ein raya. Don't bring a raya, just like my remits didn't bring a raya from the Darim. The Prichadish didn't bring a raya from the Darim. The Mishpurim didn't talk about the Darim. The Sham Pligi Balasham and Ayadam. That's a question. What are people? It's a question how people refer to it. How do you, when you say Ador, which one do you mean? Okay, and that's what they argue about. Now, the same thing you have in the Shtar. What do you write in the Shtar? It's also, Shtar is also Lashem and Ayadam. Aval Khan says the Goyin, Ikalisan is Bishnehem. In other words, he says they're both Ador. Yeah, before we had a Kler. I mean, the Sham had a Kler. Is the first one Adar, the second one Adar? No, they're both Adar. Really, they're both Adar. I don't want to call it a month with 60 days. Okay, but we count 1 till 30, then 1 till 29. It's, you know, but they're both Adar. Azay state and the Goyin. And therefore he says that you have to be Noig, yard site on both days. There's Shem Gamliel, Loi Polagatanakam, and Megill Levavim and Beis, Elabisei the Parshiyos. Vice says the Chazal, who are massacring it, it's enough to do it once, you don't have to do it twice. Al Bishar, but other things. Moedel Tanakam is Shakol Mitzvahs Anoyeges. This is Rishon Leil. Noyeges Bishayni, Noyeges Barishayin. The Chena Megillas Tainus. Why? The Chosh Shal Megillas Tainus Shal Adar. No, it goes through all the months, which says you know our Yontif, which are not a Yontif. Chosh Shal Ve'ein Ben Adar Rishon La Adar Sheni El Kiyas Megillah Vishiluach Matanas Avyainim. But the Etzem Adar Rishon Adar Sheni are the same. And therefore, if it's a yontif, so therefore you can't fast. Also, lispoid behem. We know you don't say tachton, right? Both of them, and you don't even say lametzech mizul David, right? On both other, you know, purim cotton and purim cuddle, we call it. What's going? We're not those who just find excuses not to say tachton. It's a yontif. Glad we don't do megillah, but it's a yontif. Yeah, they're both exactly the same. The chain risi, I don't know where I'm from. Shehavi rayazu. Okay, vashu kozer shem shul liel oy mekomish noyges shein enoyges perishin chutz nesper tainus shul zebezeh. Mekoma kama amu chutz nesper tainus. That should be enough. Ratzaloy mekolab urim megillas tainus. That lokoi. For who din lis anis meaning, if for a yard site. Again, I said ain lis anis. That's on your dalit and tesvah. He's talking about lis anis meaning for a yard site. Gimel dalit whatever other days. Say the parashiyos. Okay. Anyway, I don't have to see the rest of it, but it's a big shaila. Is it a right from a Gemara? Not a right from a Gemara? Again, he brings doyle achroinim who do bring it. Say it's totally in the shaila of our Gemara nedarim, but Gain holds pretty stark. No, call rayisayim ain't a nearly a darim ain't right. There's no ref in the darim. So therefore, it comes out. It's jasant. So the big machlok is which is the ikka adar, which is the extra adar. The guy says they're both adar. They're both adar. So I want to go back. So Mela, obviously, the guy doesn't hold of that reason that the second is the ikker. That's not the pshat. They're both ikker. So it must be holds, like I proved from the Magen Avraham also, that it has to be a full year. Goyim Chayr also derived from the Goyim that the pshat is like the second pshat of the Mishnah Berurah. You have to have a full year. This year is 13 months. So for Bar Mitzvah, it's not gonna, the last month. But Yahrzeit does nothing to do with the full year. Yahrzeit is the day. So there's two Adar Yud Ches Adars. So there's two Yahrzeits. Okay. I do both.
Yeah.
I do both. See them on both. That's a